Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday afternoon. Kamala Harris did an interview yesterday on MSNBC, and she's got some new tricks in her bag, and she brought them, I think, just one new trick.
Looking holistically at the connection between that and housing, and looking holistically at the incentives we in the federal government can create for local and state governments to actually engage in planning in a holistic manner that includes prioritizing affordable housing.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Holistically, Tyrus, we're happy to have you back. Thanks for being here with us today.
Always a pleasure.
What do you make of Kamala Harris? She's doing the same. There's never a new thing. Kamala Harris every time is word salad, no details, and we get the same thing each and every time she gets the opportunity to talk.
Well, it is what she's not saying is what she's saying. I think that what we've seen for the last 3.5 years is her plan. It is there. Joe Biden wasn't making those decisions. We just saw him on The View where he had to be coached to talk well about himself. They said, bug, he slapped the table. Yeah. They thought it was clever. I thought it was a cry for help. So I just, she's not going to say anything new because as far as they're concerned, with the progress, she's a progressive, as most progressive with a capital P as you can get. The cabinet was made to her liking, progressive picks, DEI hires. This has been her administration with, I guess, Pelosi calling the shots. So she's not going to, she can't say what she's not about. And she is about, but it's unpopular. They think they know better than the American people do. Yeah. They think they know better than everyone who's struggling in their house right now, deciding between electric bill and car payments and everything else that Americans are going through right now. But the progressive plan is exactly what it is. And she's going to do this for another 4 years if she's elected. And then, you know, but she'll say anything at this point because they're losing, they're panicking. So they're trying to say like, oh, they're going to be the same choices as Trump, except it's not Trump. So you'd vote for her. That's their plan, is to try to say they're going to do the same thing Trump is doing without Trump, even though it's all, you know, we know what it is.
Tyrus, I've heard you say multiple times, specifically on Gutfeld, that you don't think that this election is going to be close. Do you think that?
No, this election isn't close at all.
Do you think that the Harris camp is like shocked by the fact that it's not close, or that people aren't more into her?
This is why they're doing what they're doing. This is why the scrambling. This is why all the surrogates are out arguing and attacking President Trump, and even to the fact that they're continuing to ramp up the rhetoric against him, considering there's been 2 attempts on his life, because they're losing. They're so far behind that this is where we're at with them. So it's not a close election. Used to be people would say like, oh, hey, I love you, what you do on Fox, but, you know, I can't say anything. People, I just was in the Chicago airport. They're yelling at me from across the aisle, like, Tyrus, what it is, we love Fox. So it's, you know, it's not the same vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I compare this election, this is the same thing as the Mulvaney Bud Light situation where they got away with their stuff until the actual Americans who work for a living, who don't watch news all day, who don't sit on Instagram and social media all day, said, "Oh no, we're not buying this anymore." And within a day, Bud Light was done for. Still hasn't recovered. So you got the attention of the working American people, and there has not been any situation where I'm seeing Kamala Harris bumper stickers and everything else. She can't do an event without it being a major celebrity there. She was on Oprah. That should have stole the night, but it didn't. It was President Trump on the Gutfeld show that stole the night.
Yeah.
The ratings don't lie. So again, whereas before that would have been the other way around. So I think it sounds good to get people to tune in to this polling stuff, but this election is not, I don't think it's close at all. And I think they know it too. That's why you're seeing a lot of the big guns are doing less and less, and they're writing group letters. I mean, not being endorsed by the Teamsters. There's enough stuff going on that if you just take a look at it, and I think the American feeling across the board is we've seen enough here. I think that's the catchphrase.
Do you feel, Tyrus, like, you know, with the whole Bud Light thing and the Dylan Mulvaney thing and this election, I really wonder if America over the last, it's probably, what, 15, 20 years? It might go back to Obama 2008 when everyone got jazzed over hope and change. Do you feel like over that course of time, America has shifted their opinions, you know, when you want to talk about things that are woke? Or did our patience just finally run out? I have a philosophy that Americans are nicer. They don't want to really offend people, but you push them to the brink and then they'll show up to defend themselves or what they love. But I don't know. I don't know which one it is here. Did we change our minds, or are we just no longer dealing with it?
In my opinion, I think it was whenever somebody brings something to the table in this country claiming that they've been wronged or they're, you know, not represented enough or whatever their issue is, the American culture will embrace them and be like, what can we do for you? And you will see a genuine effort from everyday people to incorporate whatever group it is that's claiming wrongdoing. And that's kind of the thing that makes America different. And what we saw was a prostitution of that, to where they were seeing how long they could push limits, how long they could go after people, canceling people, this fake outrage of virtue signaling. And a lot of Americans just were like, well, you know, we need to be better. Because when you throw things like everyone's a racist, and you throw things like everyone's misogynistic, and you do all these things, the first thing the average person wants to do is to separate themselves from that. So they kind of get almost a grace period of where they're able to do this stuff. And like I said, I think it ran about 3 years of it. And then eventually, like, wait a minute, how many times are you going to cry wolf before we're like, hey, this is BS, this is not a real thing? And that's what we're seeing now. Like the woke thing and the fake outrage and the print, and it was all just basically a gross prostitution of Democratic policy so individuals could make committees and load their pockets with fact-finding committees for reparations and stuff like that, which was all a joke. It's just all stealing American taxpayers' dollars to put in a few pockets of the woke. It's just like a shady church where the reverend drives a Cadillac and everyone else has to share a Kia. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the same thing. And I think America's like, and eventually we catch up to it and they're like, enough. No, hell no, we're not doing this anymore. And as rightfully as they should, blaming people for stuff they had nothing to do with, just random, just saying, pulling stuff out of the air and saying that, you know, you're affected and slavery affected you and you live in 2024. No, that slavery is not affecting you. You're lazy and you're creative, but it's not, you're not, these adverse effects is not from slavery, it's from being spoiled, having too much of the American good life.
Yeah. Tyrus with us right now. You know him as a regular on Gutfeld. He's a Fox News contributor. You also absolutely should check out his latest book, Nuff Said. His first book was just Tyrus. You should read them both. But Nuff Said is out right now. Tyrus, I wanted to ask you about the Diddy situation and what your thoughts are on that. I think a lot of people don't know what to make of it. And anytime there's a lot of information that's not being shared, a lot of people want to fill in a lot of the gaps. But Diddy seems to be in a pretty bad way right now. Suicide watch.
In a tight spot. This is probably the one time where the baby oil might help.
Yeah. I see what you did there. What are your thoughts on the next, I don't know, 3, 6, 12 months of the Diddy story? Are we going to get answers?
The answers are when how many victims want to come forward or how many people that have been affected want to come forward. I think the bigger issue is all the willing participants. Diddy is sitting exactly where he should be. Never liked him. Never, the few times I interacted with him were never good. I wouldn't let him in a VIP section of a club I was working at. And not just because I didn't like his baby teeth, because that was just something about his teeth just felt off. He just seemed like an beady-eyed, mean guy, so I never really liked him, and I was right in that approach. But it's the bodyguards, the managers, the other celebrities. They knew exactly what was going on. They were complacent in it, and that bothers me. So I think probably what he'll do is, because if he had any integrity, he wouldn't have done the things that he has done. He'll start telling on everybody. And people are worried about the wrong things. They, regardless of whether he's telling or not, he should be held accountable. Now, everyone should be heard, and then it's up to courts to prove it, but it's pretty damning, the stuff that we're, and he videotaped most of it, so yeah. I think we'll get a good look at it. But again, it goes back to, and you hate to bring this up, but it seems that the social deviance and the disgusting behavior seems to be okay if you're on the left. As long as you're one of their guys, it seems to be okay until you get caught, and then all this outrage. But I pay attention to a lot of these CEOs of different companies that are resigning, mm-hmm. probably because they're on those videotapes, I would be guesstimating. Why else would you? I think, but again, this just goes back to how bad the left has been corrupted by these progressive behaviors and sex trafficking clans and these groups of power, the men that think they're powerful by holding carrots of money over people's, making them, forcing them or asking them to do things. I think that in itself is terrible, but the people involved is not just him. It's a bigger thing. A guy like Diddy isn't able to do what he does unless he has people helping him do it.
Well,
just like Epstein's wife is sitting in jail, mm-hmm. there should be a couple other people that are involved. And I think when we start to see things come out, we're going to be shocked, but not too shocked and not surprised. But a lot of these celebrities that claim to be about people aren't who they are and what they say they are. And again, the fact that these accusations are daunting. Like I said, I've always been like, one person makes an accusation, they should be heard, but you can weigh the... You can make an argument, you know, over a course, usually the history. But when you, the level of things he had, the arrogance to record things, the 785 sex toys and 2 metric tons of baby oil. I mean, it's just shockingly terrible that this was okay. You don't hide these things.
Yeah.
These were in plain sight. His staff knew about it. His managers knew about it. His people who work with him knew about it. The people in relation. I mean, this was not a man who was like a secret society. So I'll be very interested to see how much of this is tried to be covered away, because right now the acting, the group that's in charge right now is the left in the White House. So I'll be very curious to see how Diddy is treated in these next few months, because I think some of the people that are going to be on these lists and on these names and in these parties, we're really going to be like, wow, you thought you knew somebody. So
do you feel?
I think that's the big scary thing.
You're the closest connection I'm probably going to get on this show to the rap industry. Does the Diddy story right now reflect on the whole rap industry in your mind? Is there?
I mean, there was rumors that Eazy-E did stuff like this. There's, you know, Suge Knight doesn't have the best, you know, reputation. Although his was more, I think, extortion. But it's not just the rap industry. It's the music industry in general. It's Hollywood. It's all of these. Because it's no longer, let's be honest, when we watch movies and stuff, it's not like we're watching Cary Grants and stuff anymore.
Sure, yeah.
Not these great actors and actresses, you know, like if you have the right look or you know the right person, all of a sudden you're in a movie. You know, so we're not seeing the same level of artistry that we used to see. It's corrupted, and they can, and if someone's good, they can blackball them and stuff like that. So in general, the elite, left elite, have had a pretty good run, and they've been able to do what they want to do, and it's starting to come down again. And I also think that has a lot to do with the changing of the philosophy of this country, to where we're starting to get back to morality, and we're starting to get back to no, this is not acceptable. So somebody had to do the right thing and step forward to turn him in, because this wasn't just good police work. You know, somebody finally, I'm sure they've had known about it. I'm sure there's no way, you know, I'm sure they've known about it for years. They couldn't prove anything, but something's changed, and we're starting to see a change, and hopefully more people who are doing things like that, they shouldn't be able to live the life of luxury while they torment and torture people. But at the same time, you also have to think about personal responsibility a little bit. You have to think, like, when I hear people, well, I didn't have any choice because I really wanted an acting job. Maybe you're just not meant to be an actor.
Right.
Say no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Have
like,
standards.
There's also got to be the other side. It doesn't excuse the things that he did, but, you know, putting hands on a woman like he did in the hotel video and all that stuff, I'm sure that was more the norm than the rarity. To be that arrogant, to do it out in the open, which means you've had a lot of reps, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's enough bad things about him. I mean, you should now be questioning the Biggie Smalls death. Like, I mean, there's a lot of things you should be asking about this guy, because he clearly wanted to play gangster like he was on TV and stuff. So, but again, this is not this is not one group. This is unfortunately entertainment as a whole is controlled by elitist lefts, and apparently. Sex trafficking and sex parties and all this stuff just seems to be, it sounds terrible, but the norm.
Yeah.
And it makes you think, like, these people that go out and accept awards and sit next to them and take pictures, like, you're taking pictures and you know what's going on later in the night.
Yeah. You know? So, and I think the American people are ready to know the answers get back to that moral understanding of right and wrong.
Yeah, I think that's where this election is going to be about. And this is where, to put this all into tie a little bow, this is what the left and Kamala Harris don't see, is they just don't see or listen to the American people, because they know what's better, because it's their way. They're convinced it's their way. Their Marxist way is the way for them to have a bright future, because someone's got to bring in all the money and make the committees and all that kind of stuff. So, it's profiting for them. It's a big, like, they've got a lot invested in this. So I think when it all comes crumbling down in a couple months, we're going to see a lot of people come forward or outed that we're going to be like, wow. And hopefully we can get back to where, you know, Hollywood and entertainment was about the best artists getting the best opportunity and not somebody who is willing to do things that the other artists wouldn't.
Yeah.
To get a record deal, like, or a movie deal, or worse, bastards like Diddy, who are able to build empires off the, unfortunately, the blood, sweat, and tears of other people.
Yeah, I'm into that. Thank you, Tyrus, for talking to us about that. I was hoping you'd be willing to. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you again next week. We always love our conversations.
Yep, you have a great week.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye. Tyrus from Gutfeld, Fox News contributor, author, stand-up comic. You can see him as he travels around the country, and he has been a regular on this show since, I think, 2018. Good opportunity to speak with him weekly here. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Dory Murdoch's going to join us. He's going to talk a little bit about, I think he's going to talk about the rhetoric around the election right now. Is that it? Okay. Yes, we're going to talk to him about the Democrats and how they are handling their language when we come back. Dory Murdoch, don't go away.